not completely offended by the N-word, but when you combine it with the N-words, believe that's when the maximum damage occurs. I'm talking about N-words like injustice, indignity, intolerance, indoctrination. Put it all together, and what do you get? When I listen to some music, it feels like a crash course in self-abusing. And with no counterbalance of intelligence, it becomes harder to respectfully challenge or excuse. The iTunes, grooming, DJs, MCs, turntables and microphones, bragging and boastful fables, laying tales like Al Capone. But times, they are a-changing. Mindsets are rearranging. To question what's the explanation behind the self-hatred we display. If a rapper talks about disrespecting women and fantasies of killing, the higher the chart position will keep his manager grinning. But if he suggests as to where the pain comes from, what connects the same destruction, and analyzes consumption, his career will sit before swimming. Put it all together, and what do you get? Now I fully understand that nothing's promised in this land, and everybody's got to make a living trying to do the best they can. I fully understand that sometimes things don't always go to plan, and you can find yourself restricted to sit in a position when you thought you'd make a stand. But the next time you're alone, equipped with only your pen in your hand, trying to write the latest hit to shake the hips for all your fans, before you use the N-word, make sure that people understand. Make sure you explain the N-words that brought it to be heard across the land. The injustice that it was done, the indignity that we felt, the intolerance when others speak it, and the indoctrination when we repeat it. I'm not calling for you to delete it, just put some thought in how we treat it. And if you can put that all together, offended by the N-word, but when you combine it with the N-words, for me that's when the maximum damage occurs. I'm talking about N-words like injustice, indignity, intolerance, indoctrination. Put it all together, and what do you get? When I listen to some music, it feels like a crash course in self-abusing. And with no counterbalance of intelligence, it becomes harder to respectfully challenge or excuse. For iTunes, grooming, DJs, MCs, turntables and microphones, bragging and boastful fables, laying tales like Al Capone. But times, they are a-changing. Mindsets are rearranging. To question what's the explanation behind the self-hatred we're displaying. If a rapper talks about disrespecting women and fantasies of killing, the higher the chart position will keep his manager grinning. But if he suggests as to where the pain comes from, what connects the same destruction, and analyzes consumption, his career will sink before swimming. Put it all together, and what do you get? Now I fully understand that nothing's promised in this land, and everybody's got to make a living trying to do the best they can. I fully understand that sometimes things don't always go to plan, and you can find yourself restricted to sit in a position when you thought you'd make a stand. But the next time you're alone, equipped with only a pen in your hand, trying to write the latest hit to shake the hips for all your fans. Before you use the N-word, make sure that people understand. Make sure you explain the N-words that brought it to be heard across the land. The injustice as it was dealt. The indignity that we felt. The intolerance when others speak it, and the indoctrination when we repeat it. I'm not calling for you to delete it. Just put some thought.